Attention, freelancers and solopreneurs. You are tuning into The Remote CEO, a show that will help you scale your business, become the authority in your market, grow into a better leader, and create your remote empire. And now, your host, acclaimed business coach and entrepreneur, Deniero B.
What's going on, CEOs? Deniero B here with another episode of the Remote CEO Show. Today, it's a sales day. We're going to talk about how to get prospects asking to work with you and not the other way around. This is something that I tell my clients all the time. You shouldn't be chasing clients. You shouldn't sound desperate. I always use this example. If you want to go and buy a car and you walk into the car lot and a salesperson comes to you and it says, please, please buy this vehicle. Nobody has ever wanted it. We really need to get rid of it. Please, please buy it from us. I'd be like, wait a minute. Where's the door? I'm getting out of here. I don't want to hear this. You know, you're not doing that probably, and I understand that you're not doing it, but the way that you sound, the things you say, and the way you move, kind of say this. And when you are that desperate, people simply don't want to work with you, even if the product is good. So let's flip the script. Let's see how we can make that happen. So the first thing that you need to do is to have a compelling offer, an amazing offer, something that's a bit different that not a lot of people have. You want to provide more value than your competitors. This is not going to be hard to do because you can find any niche you're in already, look at your competitors and just add that one or two things that could make you stand out. Without a compelling offer, A, people will not notice you, and B, you're not going to be excited to talk about your service or product. Let's use a videographer as an example. You're a videographer, you want to scale your business, you want more sales. How is going to a client and saying, I'm going to make your video and I'm going to send it to you once I edit it? How is that going to make you sound different from every other videographer out there? Maybe you can introduce a new service that complements the videography service to show that you really care about the end product. You get the idea, you want to add as much value as possible up front. Once you do that, you want to focus, okay, on 3 to 4 core clients at the very beginning of your business to scale. You want to scale them, you want to blow their results and their expectations out of the water, okay? Once you are at that level, you ask for video and written testimonials as much as you can. Case studies, ask if you can go in the back end. In case you do ads like I do, ask if you can go in the back end of their accounts to record case studies to show other prospects how good you are and how good your work is. Once you've done that, the second step is to preload your entire presentation with as much social proof as possible. So we've done amazing work for our core clients. Now we have the social proof. It's time to put all that social proof in your sales presentation. The more social proof you have in your sales presentation, the better it is, because people feel confident you are the right person to work with them because you helped A, you helped B, you helped C. Why wouldn't you be able to do the same thing for them? But if you do not have the social proof, again, I want you to start from scratch. Offer your services to as many people as possible, even if it means giving free services. I don't mind if you are getting started telling you to offer some stuff for free at the very beginning. Is it going to be like that forever? Of course not. But you got to start from somewhere. Don't overvalue your time if you don't have clients. The biggest mistake that people make when they're starting out is to say, well, I'm an expert, so I should get paid $100 an hour. And if someone doesn't pay me $100 an hour, then I'm not going to work. Well, I got news for you. You can do that if your calendar is full of people that are already paying you $100 an hour or more. But if it's not full, your time per hour is worth $0. So you might as well start working to create momentum, get sales, and get those social proof videos or testimonials. Now, the third point is to have a discovery call with your client. And this is actually really what drives this entire system here. You want to have a discovery call with a client, not to show that you really want to work for them, but to show them that you are there to see if they're a good fit for your service or product. What I always tell my clients is, hey, I don't work with everyone. I have about 15 meetings a week. If I were to sign up every single person, I wouldn't have the energy and the time to have such a big agency. But I only want to focus on the people that I know and the businesses that I know will be able to scale, that I will be able to scale. So the discovery call is just a way for me to see if these businesses are a good fit for what I do. When I find out that they are a good fit, that's when I get on the second phone call where I show them my action plan. I bring up again all the social proof, all the testimonials, all the case studies to show them the similarities between what I had done in the past and what I can do for them. I show them that the right person and the only person that can get the job done. And then I will offer them a time-sensitive discount. This is crucial because if you do not have any urgency, no one will buy from you, even if they need something, even myself, if I need something, but I know that I can wait a day, a week, a month, I will wait until I can, just because it's hard to make a decision on the spot if there's no reason to do so. Have a time-sensitive offer, coach the prospect into making the decision. You will still get some, you know, feedback, the no's and the let me think about it and other questions, but you have to answer the questions to the best of your abilities, but bring it back to the close and tell the prospect, hey, we've covered every single angle that we could think of. This is the right thing for you. Let's do it. I know making a decision is always hard, but you have to admit that I am the best possible decision you can make regarding this topic. Let's go. And you do this over and over again until the prospect decides that it's the right decision, because deep down they already knew it was the right decision and you're gonna close a deal. They will know that you only worked with them, not because you were desperate to get business, but because you truly believe that they are a good fit for what you do. And again, I want you to stay true to this system. Do not onboard people and businesses that are not a good fit, because if you do that, you're gonna get bad reviews because you weren't able to actually provide the service that you said you were going to. You're gonna get frustrated. You're gonna spend a long time on the phone doing all sorts of troubleshooting and customer service work. I hope it really made sense. If you want to know more, you can find me on Instagram at DeNiroB, DeNiroB, or at DeNiroB.com. Please let me know if there's anything you want to know about this topic, and be more than happy to make a video regarding this next week. And until next time,